It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. Today is the birthday of English novelist Graham Greene, born in Hertfordshire in 1904. He is regarded by many as one of the greatest writers of the 20th century. Combining literary acclaim with widespread popularity, Greene acquired a reputation early in his lifetime as a major writer, both of serious Catholic novels and of thrillers, or entertainments, as he called them. He was shortlisted in 1966 and 1967 for the Nobel Prize for Literature, but he never received the honor. Through 67 years of writing, which included over 25 novels, he explored the ambivalent moral and political issues of the modern world, often through a Catholic perspective. Greene objected strongly to being described as a Roman Catholic novelist. He much preferred to be known as a novelist who happened to be a Catholic. Nevertheless, it is unmistakably true that Catholic religious themes are at the root of much of his writing, especially his four major novels, Brighton Rock, The Power and the Glory, The Heart of the Matter, and The End of the Affair. Several other works, such as The Confidential Agent, The Quiet American, Our Man in Havana, and The Human Factor, as well as his screenplay for The Third Man, also show his avid interest in the workings and intrigues of international politics and espionage. He came from a large, influential family that included the owners of the Greene King Brewery. He boarded at Berkhamsted School in Hertfordshire, where his father taught and became headmaster. Unhappy at school, he attempted suicide several times. He went up to Balliol College, Oxford, to study history, where, while an undergraduate, he published his first work in 1925, a poorly received volume of poetry entitled Babbling April. After graduating, Greene worked first as a private tutor and then as a journalist, first on the Nottingham Journal and then as a sub-editor on the London Times. He converted to Catholicism in 1926. Later in life, he took to calling himself a Catholic agnostic. He published his first novel, The Man Within, in 1929. Its favorable reception enabled him to work full-time as a novelist. He supplemented his income with freelance journalism and book and film reviews. Greene developed a history of depression, which had a profound effect on his writing and his personal life. In a letter to his wife, Vivian, he told her that his depression was like a character profoundly antagonistic to ordinary domestic life, and that unfortunately the disease also furnished him with much of his material. Fellow novelist William Golding described Greene as the ultimate chronicler of 20th century man's consciousness and anxiety. He died in 1991 at age 86 of leukemia and was buried in Corso Cemetery near his home in Switzerland. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 2nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.